Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with your hosts Zigzag and Rufus. Coming to you live from planet Earth, courtesy of Smoke and Hits Records and Global Corp Industries. Now, grab a beer, put your feet up, and get ready for the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour.
I think I'm going to redo that. I'm not totally pleased with it. You know, the first one I did was better. I'm not sure why I redid it again. Oh, to mention Global Corp Industries are financial backers. And it's okay. I think if the first one had never existed, that would be okay. But the first one, there was just something more punchy about it. It was more explosive. Of course, this one had an actual explosion in it. The other one did too. I don't know. There's just something I don't like about it. Even though I was all amped up when I did it, and, you know, I was giving it the full go. Welcome to the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour. It just sounds a little forced and pretend and not really ramped up. So I think what I might do, I'm going to redo it, and I'm going to crank up the volume, the input volume on the mic, and just stand about 10 feet away and scream my fucking head off about the show and how awesome it is. So it just sounds amazing. Or screw it. Maybe somebody out there wants to do it. I'm willing to give a voiceover guy a shot. If you want to voice over our intro, give me a call, 646-478-0616. Or shoot me an email, rufus@hypersloth.com. Or visit our Facebook page, facebook.com/hypersloth music. Or go to the website, hypersloth.com. Multiple ways to contact us, multiple ways to find our music and download it. I mean, do yourself a favor. Come on. It's only 99 cents for the best music on the goddamn planet. You know, if you're not buying our music, you're a pretty bad bookkeeper. I wouldn't want you handling my money because you're passing up some pretty good deals. Zigzag, my friend.
Rufus, my friend. Hey, good question. What can you buy other than an awesome song with 99 cents?
Well, you can buy a lot of things for 99 cents, but none of them are as awesome or as good an investment as a Hyper Sloth song, that's for sure. Nothing
that's
that will appreciate in value.
No quality. You can't get, other than Hyper Sloth songs, you can't get quality for 99 cents.
No, not at all. That's really what we're selling is quality.
Yes. Well, it is the future of music.
That's true. Right. Yeah, so it's an investment in the future. I mean, think about it like if you'd invested in Apple in 1984, you know, your 99 cents today in Hyper Sloth will bring you, well, it's hard to predict, but at least you'll get a kick-ass song out of it.
You know, and really, if you think about it, you invest that money now, you don't have to forget about it. You don't have to invest and forget about it. You still get to enjoy it every day, and it appreciates in price. It doesn't, you know, it's not like you can break it.
Exactly. And, I mean, really, with our music, you're investing more in, like, your satisfaction in life than any kind of monetary return. Because, I mean, how enjoyable is listening to Beer's Food? You know, you can't really put a price on that, and yet we put a low price of 99 cents.
Right. I mean, yeah, exactly. I mean, think you could buy other bands' music for that kind of money, but it's just not going to be worth it in the long run. You're not going to get out of it what you're going to get out of Hyper Sloth music.
That's true. You won't even remember that you bought it, like, a month from now. But with Hyper Sloth, with Beer is Food, I mean, come on, Internet Love Song, it's worth 99 cents just to not be able to get that out of your head.
Yeah, well, the deal, you know, also, you invest 99 cents in it, and you won't be that person that says, I wish I would have bought Apple when it was 99 cents. You know, you won't say, I wish I would have got that Hyper Sloth song when it was only 99 cents. You know, and you'd just be one of the people that said, I did do it. So I'm smarter than you because I knew to do it. And I pulled the trigger on the 99 cents.
That's right. That's exactly right. Because you don't want it, because you know all your other friends are going to do it. So the last thing you want is 10 years from now to be like the one guy who doesn't get invited to all the parties and shit because you didn't buy the Hyper Sloth song.
Yeah, and you know what? Right now, I say today we run a special, two songs for $1.98. Two songs under $2.
I think if anybody passes that up, they're not Hyper Sloth material, honestly. I mean, how
right.
how could you not pass that up?
How do you live? How exactly do you live if you are that stupid? You know what? You shouldn't.
You shouldn't. You're borderline vegetative state at that point.
Right. Unless you're in some kind of coma, you probably should be smart enough to go out and buy the Hyper Sloth socks. I mean,
yes,
really.
Probably.
You know what? Do it before they make it a law. That's what I'm telling people. Just do it before they make it the law. Now, don't wait for
the law
to pass that you have to have it.
Actually, speaking of comas, what you should do is give your spouse power of attorney to buy it for you should you ever end up in a coma, because it'll probably shake you out of a coma if they let you listen to that while you're in a coma.
Yes, and then what they need to do is probably put the computer in front of you while you're in a coma and pour beer down your throat until you wake up or die, because at least then you would die happy.
Exactly. At least you'd die with beer in your throat.
Right. I mean, there's some, a little bit of it would probably get to your stomach, I'm sure. I'm almost sure of it. I would state my reputation as a doctor on.
I knew you would.
Yeah.
Sound advice.
So how are you, Rufus? What's going on down there in Nicaragua?
Oh, God, dude.
What the?
So, geez, man, I don't even know if I want to get into it.
Yeah.
So I left my wife. I'm actually in a hotel right now. I left my wife and family. They really pissed me off. I just, like, a week ago, I said, fuck you guys, I'm out. So I'm sitting in a fucking hotel right now with a fan. I'm like, it's like a fish in a one room. It's not even like a good hotel. Like, if you're coming to visit, this is like a hole-in-the-wall fucking joint. And I haven't talked to them in, like,
When I left my family, I kicked them out of the house. I said, you
That's
guys
what
find
I should
the
have done.
Room.
But I left in a moment of drunken rage.
Oh, okay. Well,
I wasn't of sound mind. Yeah, it was drunken rage. And when I sobered up, I couldn't, like, be like, you know, walk back to the house and then kick them out. You know, once you slam the door is slammed.
Yeah, you got to kind of stand by your decision at that point to say, yeah, I did the right thing. And even if I didn't, I'll never fucking admit it.
Yeah, otherwise you look the fool.
Are you being serious? Did this really happen?
No, I'm totally joking. But what happened, this is a fucked up story. It's not fucked up. Do I have time to tell you an annoying story?
Yes, of course you do. I live for annoying stories.
Okay, great. So getting mail here, especially packages, is kind of weird. So we have a service called MindUS.com, which gives us a P.O. box in Florida. So we can have Amazon stuff shipped there and whatever, right? And then they bundle it up and send it to us over here. And we thought that they would, like, bring it to our door, or at least a DHL or a UPS or whatever in Granada. And so I ordered a drum machine, a Yamaha drum machine for my kid and a book that I wanted. And they shipped it to Managua, which is like 45 minutes away. And I get an email. They're like, well, it's held in customs. We need you to come to the DHL office in Managua, get the documents for it, then go to the airport, give them the documents, and then pay to have it released, which doesn't sound like a big pain in the ass unless you don't have a vehicle.
Surely it does sound like a big pain in the ass, just so you know.
Oh, the pain in the ass has only begun. So
no.
I thought, well, I could ride a chicken bus. I could get on a chicken bus and go to Managua. But that's a 45-minute trip in a car on a chicken bus which stops and just picks up random people until the thing is packed. It can take like 2 hours to get there. So I said, I'm not going to do that, and I'm certainly not going to come back with this big-ass box on a fucking chicken bus. So I called a transportation guy that we've used before, and I said, what will it cost me to have you take me to Managua, take me to DHL, take me to the airport, wait around, and then bring me back home? And he said, $50 U.S. And I thought, that's a pretty good fucking deal. So I agreed to that. And he picked me up at my front door, We went to Managua. We went to DHL. I had to wait like 20 minutes at DHL to get the papers. Then we go to the airport, and I'm thinking, well, I'll just go to the customs office, and they'll have the package, and I'll pick it up, and I'll be right out. So I go to the customs office, and they're like, no, we don't have that. Except that I didn't know that's what they said because I don't fucking speak Spanish. So I'm trying to argue with them in a language I don't speak, and I'm like, no, look at this piece of paper I have that tells you exactly what I'm trying to pick up. And they're like pointing at the door and saying, no, go. And they say numero cinco, number five. And I'm like, number five, what the fuck does that mean? So I roam around the airport for a while. Finally, my driver, who was parked out front of the airport, he has to move and go park in the paid parking. And I finally find a guy. Yeah, I finally find a guy who speaks enough Spanish or enough English to tell me that, you know, the airport's a huge complex, and so there's this whole other like cargo area, like two blocks away, where packages are held for customs. So I'm like, oh, okay, great. It's two blocks away, no big deal. But it's a hassle to get for the driver to do it because of the way the exit is and whatever. I told the driver, I said, look, and he doesn't speak
English.
You're
gonna huff it.
But I said this anyway. I said, look, I'm just going to walk down there. Yeah, I hoofed it, right? So this is about 3:15. So I finally get to where the customs thing is at 3:30, and they're closing the gate. I'm like, what the hell? And right as they're closing it, a car pulls up to come inside. So they open it to let the car in, and I slip in, and this guy's like, no. And I said, yes. And I showed him my paper from DHL and the whole thing, and he said, no, we're closed. So we close at 3:30, and the place is packed. And basically what I gather is he's saying, look, these people, we're going to let them do their thing and get out, but we're not letting anybody else in. So like, fuck. So basically nothing happened that trip, right? This was Saturday. So I came home empty-handed. At least I had my DHL papers. So then yesterday I told my old lady, I said, okay, I'm not going to pay $50 for this guy to take me again in case something else doesn't happen. So I said, we're going to take a chicken bus, and I'll just plan to take the whole fucking day off work. So me and the family get on a chicken bus. Actually, it's a step up from a chicken bus. Maybe it's like a rooster bus. I don't know. It doesn't get as packed. But it still stops all the fucking time. So we take like a two-hour trip to Managua. We stop at the bus depot, and then we get off, dude, as soon as our bus pulls up, the windows are open, of course, because they don't want to use AC. As soon as we pull up, there's dudes from the outside sticking their heads in that are taxi drivers, and they're like, taxi, need a taxi? You want a taxi? Where are you going? I'm a taxi. What do you want? And so then we get off, and we're like in this bidding war. We're like surrounded by taxi drivers, and we're like, we need to get to the airport. And one guy's like, 250, 300, 352. And my wife is like a no-nonsense gal. She's like, I'm not paying more than fucking 200. Who's going to take us? And so finally one guy takes us to the airport, and this is like a 45-minute drive to the airport. So we get to the airport, and I'm like, okay, I know where to go because of last time. So first thing we do – Jesus Christ, this is funny too. So first thing we do, because we need to eat and piss, is we go to the food court in the airport, and we get some Tip Top Chicken, which is like their version of Chick-fil-A, and we sit down to eat it. And while we're sitting there eating, I look over at one of these gift shop places, right? And it has a whole bunch of pretty cool but overpriced stuff. And I noticed that they have this stack of paintings propped up against the wall. And I swear to God, dude, I've got to put this on the Hypersloth Facebook page. All the paintings are of women using the bathroom. So
the toilet collection.
Yes, I'm sitting there eating my chicken fingers, looking at these pictures of, like, women sitting on toilets, like tinkering with their cell phones, and some of them they've even painted like grunting faces on them, you know, like they're actually hard at work. So anyway, so after that, I took a picture of it, and I've got to buy one for you, dude. It's got to be your Christmas present, is one of these, and it's a painting.
I would appreciate
it's not like
that.
A print. I'll do it. So we get out of there, and I'm like, okay, I know where to go because I was here before. Let's do it. So we walk down there to this gate number 5 or whatever, and they're closed for a holiday. And so I went to this one other gate. There's like two gates into this number 5 area. And I go, and there's a security guard, and I'm like, hey, man, I got to pick this up. And he said, oh, no, you got to go to the other gate. He doesn't say they're closed. He just says, yeah, go to that other gate. So I go to this other gate, and there's a guy, like, kicked back in a plastic chair smoking a cigarette. And I waved him over, and I said, yeah, I got to pick this up. And he said, oh, no, no, no. He said, manana, come back tomorrow at 7 a.m. I said, what the fuck are you talking about? And he said they're closed for some kind of holiday. It turns out all the banks were closed and the post office and everything. But we didn't know, so then we had to take another two-hour trip back to Managua. So we left Granada at about 10 a.m. We got back about 4:30 p.m. with nothing other than a photograph of paintings of women using the restroom.
And some tip-top chicken.
And I still had, I don't, and some, tip-top chicken's pretty good, I got to admit. It's worth the trip.
That was
except
good.
That there's one in Granada within walking distance, so. So I still have to go back at some point and try to get this package. Anyway, that's yeah.
So you don't even have your stuff yet, then? You don't have your stuff yet?
No, no, and I'm afraid that if I wait too much longer, it's going to get, like, put
sent
in the
back.
Abandoned pile. Yeah, or sent back or something. But, you know, I missed a whole day of work Monday, so I couldn't miss today. I can't miss tomorrow. So the earliest I can go back is Thursday or Friday. And I'm just, I had a bad feeling, man. I'm going to go up to this gate, and the same guy smoking a cigarette is going to tell me some other crazy-ass fucking excuse, and I'll come back empty-handed.
I kind of figured maybe by Friday he might be just jamming out to his new drum machine.
Yeah, I'll walk up. Yeah, I'll walk up, and he'll be jamming out to his drum machine, and his partner in the booth will be, like, reading my book.
No, you know what? It probably happened. By the time you get there, the guy will have finished your book, and we'll just give it to you and be like, gracias, señor.
Yeah, he'll tell me how it ends. That's
right,
a great book.
Yeah.
This is what happened.
He'll write a synopsis for you. Which, you know what? He'll probably do a rap to the other guy. He'll do a rap to the other guy on the drum machine.
That's right. Oh, my God. How awesome was that? That's a skit. That's a fucking skit right there.
That is a skit, actually. There we go. Another skit.
I'm opening
you know
up
what?
Notepad right now on my computer to write it down.
You're not missing anything here. It's actually 1 degree outside here in Indiana right now, a balmy
wow.
One fucking degree. It's only like 28 in
is
Texas, I saw.
Is that 1 degree above or below zero?
And when it's 1 degree out, Rufus, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's above
yeah,
or below.
True.
It's fucking, it's bitter fucking cold. You know how you can tell when it's getting cold? Because
wow.
Like every person, you can see, like, for some reason, cars obviously hate cold weather, or they hate their
sure.
drivers, because on the way home, I saw, like, 5 cars that were, like, refusing to move. It's not snow or anything. It's just fucking cold. And they're like, fuck you, driver. Get out and fucking walk.
Oh, my God.
That's why people need to start using premium gas, because their cars really do appreciate it.
That's true, actually.
But, you know, I haven't got any Christmas shopping or anything like that done. I mean, I know that probably wait till the day after Christmas to take care of that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sounds like you're on top of it, though. You've got stuff coming from overseas for Christmas.
I get that, and we bought a laptop. That just shipped, and I'll probably never see that thing. But I mean, we're going to buy all of our Christmas presents here, I think. I mean, because we're just buying for the kid. You know, he doesn't care what he gets as long as he gets a surprise.
Right.
But I mean, seriously, I think I'm going to go back to the airport and get some of those women using the bathroom paintings just to mail out to people.
You know what? Who knows? 20 years from now, they'll probably be fucking collector's items or something.
I don't know why I've never seen them anywhere, and we were in the airport for something completely different like a few weeks ago, and I didn't see them then. So it's probably some new fad that's going to, you know, burn out pretty quick. So I better get some now.
So do you think you hang that picture in the bathroom, or do you, like, hang that picture in the kitchen or the living room? The office?
That's a good question, dude. I don't know where you'd hang it. They're so different. Like, you know, there's some ladies sitting on the toilet with their panties around their ankles, and they've got this strained grunting face. There's others where they're like, they haven't sat down yet, but they're pulling their underwear down. There were a couple of guys too, but they were kind of posed on the toilet like the Thinker statue. It was weird. I don't know. I'm going to post a picture of it on Facebook. The Stinker.
You know, you buy one and put it up at your favorite restaurant. See how that affects business.
Yes, exactly. Put it up next to where your buffet serves the poo-poo platter.
Poo-poo platter. And by poo-poo, we mean two O's. Not U's.
Yes, exactly.
The shit platter. Just spray down the toilet.
We just call it the shitter for short.
The shitter. No, I think that's what they call the Applebee's sampler platter. It's called the shitter.
Shitter. You'll be squirting applesauce by the end of the night.
You'll be eating applesauce for the next 3 days.
That's right. You won't be able to process solids.
Oh, my God. So you are now you got anybody coming to visit you for the holidays, Rufus?
No, nobody. Nobody gives a shit about us. Well, they're just too poor to travel, I guess. But that's cool. That's cool. Whatever.
You're saving a lot of money down there, I would imagine. I mean, are you saving money? I mean, I guess that's a good question.
Yeah, we're saving a shitload of fucking money. So that's one reason why we're... I mean, even though the money difference is so fucking drastic that you kind of can't help me, we're even, like, going the extra mile and, like, we're not running the AC... We're not buying a vehicle. I mean, we've saved a shitload of fucking money. I'll just say that. So that's why we're not going back. It's not that we couldn't, but we want to stash as much money as possible.
All right. Hell yes. I'm with you. I'm with you on that. I mean, if I lived in Nicaragua, I could stash away money. But here now, you said you had changed your blood pressure medicine. Now, how did you tackle that exactly?
Yeah, so I was taking four different pills for blood pressure.
Wow.
It's crazy. Yeah, and I started doing that when I was 32, you know. It's not like a recent thing. And two of those I could find here, two of them I couldn't. And so I emailed my doc, and I had a Skype call with him, and I was like, or with his assistant, and I said, look, I can't find these. What are some comparable other ones I can take? And they told me. And I did find those, and I started taking those. But between those pills and withdrawing from the other pills, man, I felt fucking weird. So I eventually said, I'm not going to take these new pills. We did find one of the pills that we couldn't find. So I just, of the four, one of them that we can't find, I just said, I'm not going to fucking take it. But I found three of them, and I've been taking just those and doing just fine. So...
So three different pills just for
and
your
no
blood pressure? They can't just give you one pill?
No. It started off with one pill, and that worked for a while, and then it didn't work. And so they gave me another pill. I've been through probably about 15 different pills until they found the right cocktail, right?
All right. Now I'm familiar
but,
with that.
It's a genetic thing. Like my dad, when he found out he had high blood pressure, he had sprained his ankle. My dad's like one of these guys that's, fuck the doctor. So he sprained his ankle, but it was hurting so bad 2 weeks later that he's like, fuck it, I got to go to the doctor. So he went to the doctor, and just as a matter of, like, routine, they checked his blood pressure. And he said that while they were checking his blood pressure, the doctor was like, sir, do you feel okay? And my dad's like, yeah, what's going on? And the doctor, like, waved other doctors and nurses to come over to look at the numbers. And he's like, are you sure you don't feel lightheaded? You're like you need to lay down? He's like, no, I feel fine. And so his blood pressure was, I don't remember the numbers, but it was like triple digits over triple digits where he's been dead a long time ago. And same with him. It took them forever to find the right mix of pills to get it right. But
well, the weird thing about high blood pressure, is that if you have high blood pressure for a long time and it goes untreated, when you get on the pills and stuff, your blood pressure goes lower, then you feel weird.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I think you mentioned that in an earlier episode where you switched pills or something and it made your blood pressure. No, you started exercising, so your blood pressure dropped because you didn't need the pills.
Yeah, that's right. And I went to my blood pressure was like 90 over 54 or something. They're like, Jesus Christ, maybe you should stop taking the medicine.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
You know, but I only did find one pill that worked too, though, because I took a lot of different pills, just like you. You know what I mean? They start you out on one and they're like, yeah, how does that make you feel? I'm like, I don't know. I feel like I couldn't breathe. That was the one. The worst thing I ever had was I just felt like I couldn't take, like, a deep breath.
Yeah, the one of those.
And they changed me to a different one. So eventually they did find my way to the most expensive one that my insurance would only pay, like, half of. So then everybody was happy.
Oh, of course.
Except for me.
Yeah, everybody but you was happy.
Right. Everyone's like, sweet, we finally found the most expensive one. We got him there. We knew we would.
Well, apparently, I mean, there's so many pills. I didn't even notice this until I was here looking for, like, alternatives. There's so many fucking pills for high blood pressure. It's mind-boggling, and most of them aren't even made for high blood pressure. They're made for something else. Like, it turns out one of the ones I was taking was actually made to, like, prevent kidney stones, and they discovered, oh, wow, it controls blood pressure, too, so we'll sell it for that. And another one was, like, an antidepressant, and they discovered that it also controls blood pressure, so... There's like hundreds of fucking pills that you can take for it.
The good news is if it probably isn't effective in its one job, like preventing kidney stones or whatever, what do they call that with a medicine when something – it's one of the side effects is actually we can just market it for that now. We'll just market it for high blood pressure now.
So that's exactly what happened, I think, yeah.
People need to realize that Hypersloth music is like that, too. It's good for pretty much everything. High blood pressure, got you covered. Depression, got you covered. drinking problem, probably not going to help much.
Right. Well, define the word problem, you know? I mean, what does Homer Simpson say? Drinking is the cause of and solution to all of man's problems?
Right. I'm a drinking problem. I meant you couldn't afford beer.
Yeah, that is definitely a drinking problem.
Yeah, that's the only problem
I just posted that image on the Hypersloth Facebook page if you want to check it out.
I will do
A photograph of the women using the bathroom.
That's definitely a collector's item, I would imagine. You got to get at least one of those. I think your dad.
Yeah, we have 316 fans.
Holy shit!
Oh yeah,
absolutely. Pictures. I like the one in the red G string. That's good stuff.
Yeah, me too.
Oh my god, I think I know the one in the yellow top. Now wait a minute, did you paint that? Because I see your guitar in the foreground.
No, that's something else that they were selling at the gift shop.
You know what? Looking at it on my computer screen, Rufus, it looks like one giant painting.
It does, but no, they're all small. They're all like postcard size. Well, they're multiple sizes, but some are like postcard size. They go up to about maybe a foot by a foot and a half. They're all small, but they're all on canvas, like real paintings.
I definitely recognize the chick in the top right-hand corner. I'd know that ass anywhere.
I recognize that ass too.
What does something like that sell for? No, it's not hairy enough to.
You know, I don't know. I should have gone up. I shaved my ass, thank you. But
Uh-oh.
You know, what throws me off about this is there's just this picture of a parrot out of nowhere, but it's covered up, so I'm guessing that parrot's probably taking a shit and something. I wanted to buy one right then and there, but we were so stressed out about getting this package that I just didn't deal with.
You didn't want to be embarrassed carrying it home on the chicken bus? Your picture of a naked lady taking a dump?
I should have bought a little chain and just wore it around my neck.
So what do they say in the upper corner there? Is that just a signature, or does it say something?
I don't know. My assumption is it's the signature, but I didn't get close enough to find out.
I think one of them says,
it's probably some,
don't
like,
eat the burritos.
You know, oddly, look at the one at the bottom, the one at the very bottom of the girl on the bottom left. Look,
the one
like, got that grunt face
yellow?
Going.
Yeah. Either that or she just took the world's most satisfying dump. That might be her O face.
Her O face.
You know what? You know what that face is, Rufus? That is the face of someone who just passed a giant balloon of cocaine.
I've got no response to that.
I can tell. I can
giant
tell by
this.
Right there is the face that says, I made it through the flight, it didn't bust open, and now it's out and I will get paid. And they won't kill me.
Yeah, how fitting to sell that in the airport.
It's just to give someone something to think about. Along with the picture of
wow.
the parrot.
Hang on, my son
oh,
came in here.
I
he told me he's a police officer. That's great timing.
Are you in trouble?
What are you doing? He said he's going to sit in here a while, and if I be bad, he's going to take me to jail.
Uh-oh. Tell him to take you to the
Ruh-roh.
Airport and pick up your package first.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the thing in it's his present. He should pitch in.
Uh-oh. He'd probably be wanting to go at 7 a.m. tomorrow if you tell him that.
Yeah, that's right. I ain't doing shit at 7 a.m.
So how was the Christmas pageant? Can he do a little singing for us? Did they do it in English?
They did it in multiple languages. They did it in Dutch and Russian. Because it's like his teacher's Dutch. He's from where people talk Dutch with the Netherlands or whatever. And then some other teachers from Russia. They're like, everybody's from all over the place. So I understood zero of it. They just kind of sang hello and
even,
dance around.
They didn't even bother
cool.
with the English version?
No, now that you mention it, I didn't hear anything in English. I'm a little offended.
Well, you're paying. Maybe they were counting on you to teach the kids an English version of a Christmas song.
No, they should know by now not to count on me for anything.
Ah, that's not kind of how I feel. I let my wife take care of all that kind of fun stuff, school-related stuff.
Me too. Man, if I could
that's
just not go
stay at home.
Any of that. Do what?
So that's why she gets to stay at home.
Yes, goddamn, amen. Wow. You know, I've used that argument with my wife because she doesn't work and I do. And she's like, hey, we got his thing tonight. And I'm like, I spend all my day fucking working. Why don't you do that and I'll stay home and get drunk? You know, I need a reward.
I've tried
course,
that argument myself. I tried that argument. And usually what I got was, you're so lucky. You get to talk to adults all day. I got to talk to little kids all day. I'm like, you know what? I get to talk to adults who act like little kids, so it's probably worse.
Right. Like your guy who screwed everything up and spends all the time on Facebook or something.
Yep, that's him. Just asked him if he was going to come in and finish something tonight when he was supposed to finish today, and he acted like I was bothering him.
Oh, my God, dude, really?
But he's so mentally unstable, I'm afraid to fire him for fear of my life.
You know, that's, wow, it's interesting you say that, because I've thought about, like, really becoming, like, an entrepreneur to the point where I have to hire people.
Right.
And that's one thing that
it
really
sucks.
Keeps me from doing it, because I know I'd have to fire somebody and they would just come back and kill me. I mean, why wouldn't
yes.
they? You know?
They will. That's the problem. That is, you know, obviously there's a lot of mental illness that goes unchecked in this country, and I just happen to have probably the worst case of it working for me at the moment. So if anybody's looking for a graphic designer, he's good when he's on his meds. He's just not sane.
Has he heard Hypersloth? I mean, has he listened to Hypersloth? Has that chilled him out at all?
You know how some people just aren't cut out to be Hypersloth material because they were made from weak sperm? He is weak sperm. He's the epitome of weak sperm.
Oh. His DNA is deficient.
Yeah, the best part of him ended up probably on his mom and dad's covers.
Oh, no. Jesus Christ, that's horrible.
They attempted to abort him at inception, but it didn't take.
Can they sue Trojan?
I think they were going to sue their dry cleaner for the hanger. It was a malfunctioning hanger.
Oh, my goodness.
That was tasteless. Okay. Sorry about that.
That's pretty bad, but awesome. I like it. I like it. I just can't respond to it.
Sound like you're being incarcerated.
No, I don't know what's going on behind me. My kid's under the bed now.
Brian looking for some contraband.
He's telling me to be quiet. Don't tell me to be quiet. I'm on a radio show.
Ask him to sing in Dutch for us real quick.
Ow. Come sing one of your Christmas songs. What was that Christmas song you did in Dutch?
Who is it, Scotty?
It's a Zigzag. You know Zigzag. Come on.
Come on, sing for us, Levi.
I got my headphones on. He can't hear you. Sing. What was that song with the tall hat and the pirate outfit?
Yes.
Sing it. How'd it go?
Santa Claus the roses, home I am the righteous, don't get say your touches.
That must be Dutch because I don't understand a word of it.
That was pretty good, actually. I'm impressed.
Could you hear it?
Yeah, I could hear it. I'm very impressed.
Santa Claus the roses, home I am the righteous, don't get say your touches.
Woo, good job.
Ask him if he knows what it means.
What does that mean? Do you know what that song means? What's it about? It's about ho, ho, ho and snowman. So I guess Santa Claus and Frosty.
I'm guessing it's Frosty. Yeah, Frosty, it sounds like Frosty.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where the ghost
of Mary Well, he fell down.
Oh, no. He's not crying, though.
No, he's fine. He's fine.
So what do you think about me? Should I approach? I'm thinking of, they have a Notre Dame newspaper. Notre Dame has its own newspaper, okay? And I'm thinking about putting an ad in the newspaper for some computer science students to graduate students. I'm looking for graduate students, I think. Rufus, what do you think?
I think graduate students are definitely the way to go. Hang on a second. No, I can't sing a song.
Let me sing. The snowman one.
We're talking business. Snowman has no place in business.
No.
All right, sing one more song and you gotta go. Sing it.
Frosty the snowman with a cold face and a nose and a wolf and
those aren't words. Do you know the words? No.
That was
Frosty the snowman made out of snow, and they rolled up some big balls. And Frosty the snowman with a coat and a nose, and a carrot on his nose, and whoa.
Good job.
Did he say he had coal for his nose?
You had coal? Well, he said a coal and a carrot for his nose. He had a double nose.
Oh, awesome. Does Levi know what a snowman is?
No.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to Zigzag. He's your real father. Ask your mother. Ask your mother. She'll explain it.
Is that my father?
It's Darth Vader. It's Darth Vader.
It's Darth Vader. Zigzag is Darth Vader.
Is Darth Vader typing?
Yes, Darth Vader
uses
Skype.
Put the headphones on him real quick.
Oh, wait. Darth Vader wants to talk to you. /Zigzag. All right, headphones are on.
I am your father, Levi. Do you know who Darth Vader is?
Yes.
You tell your dad it's James Earl Jones.
But right now, that's not who I am.
You're Levi. You're Han Levi.
I'm a peace officer. I'm a peace officer.
You're a what?
A peace officer.
You're a police officer.
Peace officer.
You're Officer Levi?
Yeah.
Tell your dad you're going to have to pull him over for having to be here.
Are you Darth Vader Kyle?
Yes, you are Kyle. I'm from Kyle, Texas. I'm Darth Vader from Kyle, Texas. Is it Uncle Kyle?
It's not Uncle Bill. Not your uncle. It's Zigzag.
It's Uncle Zigzag.
Yeah.
Is it the Darth Vader in Star Wars?
Yes.
Done talking? No, it's the other Darth Vader.
Me, not him.
Guess not who I am. I'm Darth Maul. Darth Maul.
Oh, that's right. You were Darth Maul. I saw that.
I'm Darth Maul, I have two lightsabers right now.
That's right. They're put together. They're red. You have red lightsabers, Darth Maul.
Yeah. And I can cut your hand off.
No, that's what you did to my hand because I'm Darth Vader. You cut my hand off. Wait, you cut Han Solo's hand off.
I think Skype's about to cut us off for Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I'm going to email you about what I'm going to put in this ad.
Darth Vader?
No, not Darth Vader. That's Blog Talk Radio. It's hard to explain. Business.
Darth Zag. Tell him it's Darth Zag.
Skype is like Darth Zag. You see who that is? He was Zigzag before he turned evil. Now he's Darth Zag.
Right, exactly.
He turned evil.
And now he's if you're not good, he'll haunt your dreams.
That's right. I'll cut off your hand.
I'm Stephen, bud.
Oh, did you scare him?
No, he's not scared. Quit crying.
Huh?
I'm teasing. No, he's not crying. I'm joking, bud. His name.
What name is it? Who is his name in the Darth Vader?
He was Zigzag, then he turned evil. Now he's Darth Zag.
But he's now I'm good again, and I'm back to Zigzag.
Oh, he's good again. Now he's back to Zigzag. He's a good guy.
Yep. So I won't tell
him
I won't
haunt
his dreams.
He's a good guy. He's not going to haunt your dreams.
Nope, not at all.
When he turns bad, is he going to haunt my dreams?
He only turns bad after 12 beers. So he's not going to turn bad while you're awake.
So it doesn't matter how many beers, but I can turn bad after one shot of whiskey.
I'm wanting to